Moving on now, and the Australian Catholic Bishops' Conference called a government apology to the nation's Aborigines an historic and prophetic moment in the life of the Australian nation. Prime Minister Kevin Rudd told Parliament today that past policies of assimilation under which Aboriginal children were taken from their families to be brought up in white households were a stain on the nation's soul. The parliamentary apology comes 11 years after a major report into past assimilation policies found that between 1 in 3 and 1 in 10 Aboriginal children had been taken from their families between 1910 and 1970. Well, the Bishops' Conference issued their own statement asking for forgiveness in 1998. The president of the conference, Adelaide Bishop, told us that Aboriginal leaders are now looking to their community's future. Well, we're sorry for the technical difficulties this evening. We again will try to bring you that report as soon as we can.
I think that the Aboriginal leaders and communities are also focusing on the present struggles and difficulties that they have, even in the light of the things that have happened in the past. So their greater concern is about the commitment that we've made now to care for them in all of the different situations in which they find themselves in our Australian community. And I think that that concern then is true today. And that's why it was important the Prime Minister said that today we remember that we ask for forgiveness and we say that we're sorry, but we also commit ourselves again to caring for these people. Because some of the conditions of the Indigenous people in Australia are really awful. They have a very high infant mortality rate. Their life expectation is much less than people of the European communities. They have major problems of health and social problems in all the communities in which they live, but especially in the communities in which they live in the countryside and in the desert and so on. So we all have a lot to do, and the church should be very strongly committed to that work.